Jesus, for thou I ask. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated. Menachem was had some concerns about his son Benjamin, how he had turned out. And so he decided to go talk to his rabbi, Rabbi Goldberg. And he said, "Rabbi Goldberg, I don't know what to do. I've raised my son in the faith. I spent a lot of money on his bar mitzvah. I spent a fortune sending him to college. And then I sent him to Jerusalem, and he came back a Christian. Rabbi, what did I do wrong?" And the rabbi said, "Well, funny you should mention that. I too have a son. And I also raised him in the faith. I paid for his bar mitzvah, and I spent a lot of money sending him to university. And then I sent him to Jerusalem, and he came back a Christian too." And so Menachem said, "Well, what did you do, Rabbi?" Rabbi said, "Well, I inquired of God. I prayed. I asked God about that." And Menachem said, "What did God say?" And the rabbi said, "God said, well, a funny thing happened to me. I sent my son to Jerusalem." Well, the all four Gospels are really about God sending his son into the world, and then ultimately to Jerusalem, where he died on the cross, was buried, and then rose again on the third day. And so as we read about those things related to Jesus Christ, we recognize that he came into this world to die for the sins of the world. And so as Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples over a long period of time. So I'd like you to get out your bulletins and follow along with me as we go through the first lesson from the book of Acts. I think that's in page 3. And as we get into the first verse of chapter 1 of the book of Acts, Luke is writing the second part of his two-part writings, I guess you might say. He is writing the book of Acts after he completed the book of Luke. And so he begins by saying, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up into heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave them many convincing proofs that he is alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God." So why did Jesus stay on this earth after his resurrection? Why did he stay on the earth for 40 days after he rose from the dead? Well, there are a number of reasons why he did that. One of the reasons, of course, was to show his apostles and disciples that it was actually him that was alive in the body in which he was crucified. And it says that he showed many convincing proofs that he was alive. He showed them his hands, the nail marks in his hands and his feet, the spear wound in his side. He allowed them to touch him, for them to touch him. And he also ate and drank with them. He gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive over this 40-day period. He also appeared to them during this time to show them that even though they had abandoned him, even though they had turned their back on him, he still wanted to be connected to them. He wanted to show them that he loved them and that they still belonged to him. So they continued to be reminded that he loved them, even though they had turned their back on him, denied him, and all those sorts of things. We also see that Jesus was teaching his apostles and disciples and training them for what they needed to do in the future during this 40-day period. We also see that during this time, he told them to do something. And in verse 4, we read, "On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And so Jesus appeared to them over this 40-day period to prepare them to receive the promise of the Father, to receive what they needed to have in the future. Now, if you remember back in John chapter 20, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So the Holy Spirit was already living inside of them, but now Jesus said, "You're missing something. You still need something more. So wait in Jerusalem until you have received the promise of the Father." And so he goes on to say in verse 6, "Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you going to at this time to restore the kingdom of Israel. In other words, now that you've risen from the dead, aren't you going to go ahead and take over Israel and rule Israel like you are the Messiah, like the Messiah is supposed to do? Jesus responded, "It's not for you to know the times and dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and all Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so Jesus was saying to them that they were still lacking something. They were lacking the power that they needed to go and do the things that he wanted them to do after he would ascend into heaven. And so they said, he was telling them, wait until you receive this power from on high. And so it says, after this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. There was a Sunday school teacher who was teaching her class about the ascension of Christ. And she asked the students, when Jesus ascended in heaven, what did he send back to his apostles and disciples? And one little boy raised his hand and he said, he sent an ascension cord. An ascension cord. Now, if you think about it, that's not too far off. Because when Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to help us stay connected to Jesus, to stay connected to the source of our power. And so as the Holy Spirit came, he is our ascension cord that keeps us connected to Jesus Christ. And so in verse 10, they were looking intently into the sky as he was going, and suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back to you in the same way that you have seen him go." Some people believe this is referring to the rapture of the church spoken about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where Jesus is going to come back and catch up those who are still alive to join those who have died in the Lord and are with him, and he will take those back to him to the place that he has prepared for them. And then one day he's going to come back again in his second coming to bring with him all of those who have died in the Lord and who are with him to come back and to establish his kingdom in the new heavens and the new earth. Now, whether that's what this is talking about or not is certainly up for debate, but the point is that Jesus is going to come back one day. So the apostles and disciples were looking forward to that happening. But until that time, they were called to do the work that Jesus was doing and even greater things that he was doing since he had gone to the Father. And so as Jesus ascended into heaven, they were to look forward to his return, but at the same time to do the things on earth that Christ had called them to do. But he said to them that they can't do that unless they have received the power in order to be able to do effectively the things that he wanted them to do. I'm wondering if there might be anyone here today who might say, you know, I really need more power in my Christian life. I need power to live a better Christian life. I need power to be able to be a better witness for Christ. I need more power to be able to read the scriptures and understand them better. I need more power to be able to pray more effectively and more regularly. Maybe if you're in that category at all, I want to lead us in a prayer, really asking God to fill us with the power that we need to do the things that he wants us to do. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you have come to this earth and that you are our Savior, that you died on the cross and rose again in order to provide a way for us to not only get to heaven, but have a relationship with your Father in heaven. And Lord, help us now to be filled with the power that we need to live an effective Christian life, to be able to understand your word, to be able to communicate with you effectively, and to be able to live the sort of life that you want us to live. Lord, would you fill us now with your Holy Spirit? I ask this in your name.
Amen.